Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
It's a good idea to have your lawn equipment inspected and serviced before you put it away for the season. Prairie Land Partners John Deere gives you the power of choice when it comes to your service needs. Choose from a silver or gold service package. It's that easy. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your lawn equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE AM, KVOE FM here on this Monday morning. It is a Newsmaker time, and we say a very pleasant Monday to Neil Taylor, who is the pastor of Emporia Church of Christ. Neil, how are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on. And, of course, last hour, Chuck and I were talking about holiday traditions, and boy, if the free community Thanksgiving meal that the Emporia Church of Christ does every year isn't a Thanksgiving or a holiday tradition, I'm not sure what is, Pastor Taylor.
Yeah, I think this is 31 years of us doing this here as a meal in the community, so it's been going on for long before my time within this community, and it's definitely become a tradition that we love taking a part of every year.
Well, Pastor, how is this week set up for you in advance here of Thursday? What do you got coming up here to get everything in place and then ready to go Thursday morning?
Well, it's definitely a busy week, and it's been pretty much a busy month. Everything starts basically back at the beginning of October, and with all the shortages and everything kind of going on, we had to start planning and ordering different supplies, whether it was plates, cups, or even the food items pretty early on. But this week will be probably a little bit easier because we kind of have this week scheduled out like we've done in years past. And so a lot of folks that have been there in the years past that have helped out will be up at the building, getting the building decorated, getting it set up, and then things really kind of kick into high gear Wednesday night and Thursday morning when we get crews up there getting the food prepped and ready for us to start serving at 11 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Speaking of the supply side of things, have you had any issues with supplies coming into the church at this point in time, getting everything ordered and in place, just given the situation nationwide with other folks having supply problems?
We have had some supplies that have been a little bit more difficult to get, but again, it was one of those things that we kind of looked at early. It helps us out that we serve a Friday meal every week to the college students. They come over and have a spaghetti dinner, and we've been doing that for probably about 15 years now. And so we were able to see some of the supply issues as far as, like I say, plates and cups, forks, things of that nature, really early on, and said, hey, we need to order this stuff in bulk and get it here as soon as we can for Thanksgiving, because otherwise it might not be here. But pretty much everything that we've needed to have the meal as close to as we've had years in the years past, we've had no problem getting.
Okay, so what's the what is the food lineup? How much food are you going to have here for Thursday, and then we can start actually rolling into Thursday's schedule?
Yeah, so there is turkeys. There's a lot of turkeys. I can't even tell you how many. I think we got probably close to 25 or 30 turkeys going on again this year. Pretty large number. We'll have all the fixings, the potatoes, the stuffing, the rolls, pie. Green beans, I mean, you name it, that kind of stuff we're going to have in pretty large bulk this year for the meal.
When do you get started Thursday morning, really with the last second preparation, and then when do you actually open up the doors here to the community, and what is your format / protocols going to be in light of COVID?
Okay, so we'll start probably getting folks at the building as far as our help crew anytime between, I would say, 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, folks, the folks that are there early are the folks that are taking care of the food prep and getting that kind of stuff knocked out and ready. And then as the day goes on, that morning goes on, we'll start having a few more people, have a few more people that will kind of jump in and be there to help out. Probably by about 10:30, our entire crew will be there, and we've got a lot more people back to help out this year than we had last year, which is really, really nice and really going to help out with the serving of the meal. But we open the doors at 11 o'clock, and We'll be serving at 11 o'clock from 11 to 1. And last year we did a drive-through format, which worked really good for where we were at last year. This year we are giving folks two options pretty much. They can come in and have the meal. We've got tables spaced out throughout the area that folks can eat at there, and give, you know, families the opportunity to sit together, but also give folks distance if they want to come in and sit down, and then also allowing people to take the meals to go. If they aren't comfortable coming in and sitting down and eating there, they can take whatever they need back to their homes and go eat at their homes.
Is the drive-through side of things getting more emphasis here this year just based on the COVID side of things?
The carryouts, we're hoping, you know, because of everything, that folks will still, you know, opt for that. We have very limited seating inside, too. I mean, we do have seating inside. It is limited. Our intention, our hope, is that folks will take the carryouts and that they'll, you know, bring them back to their homes. But if folks are comfortable, again, we would love for them to be able to dine in. That was part of Thanksgiving that, you know, you mentioned it's been a tradition. And we've been doing it for 31 years. That was part of what a lot of people missed last year, not just folks from our group and our congregation, but folks in the community missed that opportunity to come and sit down and have a meal. It was something that I heard, at least personally, from multiple people, that they missed that aspect of the meal because some folks don't have anybody to have that meal with at Thanksgiving, and they missed getting to come in, sit down, and share a meal with someone.
Emporia Church of Christ Pastor Neil Taylor joining us on our Newsmaker this morning on KVOE AM, KVOE FM, talking about the annual free community Thanksgiving meal, which comes up on Thanksgiving Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the church at the corner of 12th and Yosho Street. And Pastor Taylor, you mentioned a couple times, 31, this being the 31st year, 31 of these meals. And what does it mean to the congregation there at Emporia Church of Christ to be able to provide this meal to the Emporia community?
Well, you know, when I think about the 31 years, what it tells me most is that for 31 years, God has taken care of us to be able to do this. You know, even amidst a pandemic where maybe either supply has been low or maybe giving to take care of the meal, you know, could have been low, those things haven't happened. God has provided for us in one way or another over the course of 31 years. And to me, that's just amazing to see how he's using this within the community to not only take care of people's physical needs, but hopefully bring some light into what could be a really difficult day for a lot of people. The holidays for some folks aren't as easy as others, and we hope that by serving this meal, you know, it's not just something, again, that we can take care of the physical side of somebody, but maybe brighten up their emotional state during the holidays.
Pastor, I know you've got a lot of congregation members who are willing to help out. Do you need any volunteers at this point in time, or is the congregation always taking care of this for the community?
At this point, I think we're pretty good. We've had a couple folks call in and look to try to help out, and we've really got a pretty crammed staff as it is already up at the building. And because of COVID, we kind of feel comfortable with where we're at as far as that staff, and it has, for the most part, I think, all come from the church. But thankfully this year, a lot more folks have been a lot more comfortable getting out to be a part of it. And so we have a great group of folks that are going to be helping out, and at this time, I don't believe we need any more help.
Outstanding. Okay, Pastor, remind folks of the schedule and the format coming up here for Thursday morning and afternoon.
Okay, yeah, on Thursday morning, we start serving at 11 o'clock. We know folks will probably show up and line up a little bit early, and that's all right, but at 11 o'clock, we'll start serving, and we serve pretty much till 1 o'clock or when the food's gone. We don't anticipate the food being gone, and I think this would be my 10th Thanksgiving that I've been here living in Emporia. We've never ran out of food. So we'll be serving from 11 o'clock to 1, and folks have the option of either dining in with us or taking a meal, carrying it out to their homes. But we look forward to seeing everybody. We can't wait to be able to put on this meal and be able to share the love of God with everyone.
Sounds good.
All right, well, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with the preparations this week, and good luck on Thursday, Pastor Taylor.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Neil Taylor with the Emporia Church of Christ, the free community Thanksgiving meal coming up on Thursday. If you have any questions or you want to kind of set up the number of meals you're going to need on Thursday, you can give them a call, 620-342-3999, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots here this week, the one we have left happens to be on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Jackie Wellnitz will be our Newsmaker guest tomorrow with Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County. We're talking about the hashtag GiveGratefully fundraiser at 7:15 tomorrow.
All right, good stuff right there. Thank you very much, Chuck. Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, delivering the right solution. 731 KVOE AM, KVOE FM. We'll get to weather next.
Need a little boost to get in the holiday spirit? Waters Hardware is having...